Welcome back to Copper Country Today. And this is one of my favorite times of year because as an avid camper, I started camping probably about 8 years ago and caught the bug really quick and try to get out several times every year. Also, it's sort of like golf and baseball. And when it comes to springtime, I'm just waiting for my first opportunity to get out to a state campground and enjoy the outdoors a little bit. I tend to stay locally wherever it is I'm living. I don't like traveling too far. In case I forgot something at home, I want to be able to go home and get it. So to talk about the state parks and campgrounds that are here in the Copper Country area, I've invited Kelly Summerall from the, she works at Berga State Park. She's the accounting assistant there. She's a repeat guest here on Copper Country Today. So Kelly, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Now, recently we've heard about some of the UP state parks that have had to close longer because of excessive snow. And when I read that, I thought, well, how come they have so much snow they can't open up, but yet we're coming upon our openings without any problems?
We've been fortunate. On the east end of the UP, there have been a few parks that have had to delay their opening, such as Brimley, but we've been really fortunate over here to have a really nice spring, and we're actually opened this Friday at Berga State Park, and looking at opening really soon here at some of the other parks here in the Keweenaw as well.
Now, the parks still have access to them, even though the campgrounds are closed off, but you're still able to enjoy the parks up until now, right?
Yes. Many of the parks, even though it was closed for camping, you could still enjoy the parks as far as what we call day use, which means you could go in and you know, hike or enjoy, you know, picnic facilities or things like that.
Well, now the campgrounds are opening up. You were explaining to me that some open up partially and then open up a little bit more. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's correct. Some of our parks will open what we call semi-modern, which means that the electricity will be on at the campsites, but that the water will not be on, which means that the restrooms and showers wouldn't be on, and that the sanitation stations and fountains wouldn't be on, but that you'd still be able to go in and camp, plug in your electric, but that, you know, you wouldn't be able to use a sanitation station to, you know, fill the water tanks at your trailer, and that the restrooms and showers, the modern restrooms and showers, would not be on. You'd still have access to vault toilets. And those would be McLean and Fort Wilkins. McLean is opening semi-modern on April 30th, and Fort Wilkins is opening semi-modern on May 1st. Both of those parks will be opening fully, where all of their facilities will be available. McLean is opening on May 14th, and Fort Wilkins is opening fully modern on May 18th.
But Berga, since it's opening this weekend, they're opening full.
Yeah, we're already good to go. Our shower facilities, our fountain, sanitation station, everything will be ready to go.
Well, that's good to know, because when I go camping with my wife, her one requirement for anywhere we stay, it has to have something that creates the sound of a flush. And if we have that, then she's usually good to go. I am not a fan of rustic camping where you're going to kind of just sleep on the ground somewhere. Not that I don't stay in a camper. I still tent, and I love being in a tent as opposed to a camper. But there's nothing better than a hot coffee in the morning and frying bacon outside mm-hmm. of your tent at, you know, 7-8 o'clock in the morning when you've been a little chilly throughout the night. So I still like that. So a lot of people might call me kind of wimpy when it goes to camping. I need to have some things like that. So that's why I stay in the state campgrounds, because you have the anemones there. You can kind of have a little home away from home.
Yeah, and also Twin Lakes State Park is also going to be opening fully modern on May 15th. But the one thing that is nice about our state park system is, you know, we all have similar features, so people can expect that same standard, but all of us are just a little bit different. Several of us have mini cabins. Actually, Berga, Twin Lakes, McLean, and Fort Wilkins all have a mini cabin to rent. So if you don't like to tent and sleep on the ground, you can rent a mini cabin. Then we actually have even better lodging options, like lodges and rustic cabins that are even up a little bit. Berga also has a teepee that you can rent. So you have that option. Now, if you do like rustic cabins, so we do have our state forest campgrounds that are in the area. There's one at Emily Lake over by Twin Lakes. Over down in the Barriga area, there's Big Eric's Bridge. There's Big Lake and King Lake. And then if you go down into Iron County, there's also Deer Lake. So those are some of the ones that are closer to this area. And those are just real basic camping, really private. So we have a lot of options for camping, for whatever people like to do.
Most of my camping experience was when I was living downstate. And I always loved when I would go, because you can not have to go too far, but then still feel like you're a million miles away. And these were campgrounds that would be on a lake or, you know, somewhere in a fairly decent wooded area. Here, the campgrounds all seem to have something that's really remarkable about them. If you stay up at McLean, you're on the shores of Lake Superior and looking out over the lake and watching the sunset and the stars come out. It's breathtaking. If you're up in Copper Harbor at Fort Wilkins, that you have not only the Fort Wilkins Historic Site, but there's just something about in that deep woods feeling of being up there that it just seems different than any other campground I stayed at, a state campground. It seems like you're way deep in the woods because of the just the way the trees are there. Barriga, of course, you're right on the bay with that, wonderful view of the bay and the breeze that comes off the bay there. I've not stayed at Twin Lakes before, so I can't say that, but you could probably comment on that.
Yeah, and there's interesting little factoids that we all know about our state parks. Those of us who work for state parks, like, no matter where you are in the state of Michigan, you're no more than an hour away from one of our state park facilities. And Twin Lakes, one of the really neat things about Twin Lakes is it has a lot of recreational access. It's right on Lake Roland, but it's also close to Lake Gerald. It's on the Bill Nichols Trail, so it provides just fantastic ORV and snowmobile access. And other things, that people may not know about some of our parks, Barriga was the first state park in the UP.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, we celebrated our 90th anniversary a few years back. We're 94 years old this year. So each of the parks was kind of selected for different reasons. If you look at them, of course, McLean with, the breathtaking 2 miles of Lake Superior shoreline and those gorgeous sunsets and the lighthouse, and Fort Wilkins with the historic fort complex and being right there on Lake Fannyhoe. And we try to take advantage of those recreational and historic and cultural aspects. They have a great camper cabin that you can rent. And it comes with a rowboat, so when you rent that, you can go out in the rowboat right on Lake Fannyhoe. But it's right there by Estevant Pines and Brockway Mountain Drive, and you can go to Isle Royal. And then, it's tied in with all the local recreation opportunities as well. And at Barriga, we also oversee Bond Falls and Agate Falls. And, Bond Falls is the second largest waterfall in the UP. And, it's been featured in Pure Michigan campaigns. So a lot of the sites that we have, they all have some kind of significant resource or scenic value or cultural value. So there's really something unique about each and every site, like you said.
Now, how close are the falls to the Barriga State Park?
They're about 45 minutes away.
Walking or driving?
Driving.
Okay, you're not going to take an afternoon day trip to walk over to see the falls if you're staying there. One of the things I also do like about staying at state parks is there's management there. There's something going on usually. You can camp out anywhere in the middle of nowhere if that's what you want to do, as long as you get access to the property. But when you're there at the state parks, they usually have things for the kids, or other activities, other reasons to go to the park and enjoy for that particular weekend. I know, a lot of events for these parks.
Yeah, we always have a lot going on, from just our basic programs, like our campground hosts providing coffee and donuts and things on the weekends, to both Barriga and McLean State Parks have what we call Explorer Guide programs, which are nature-based and educational programs, and those are usually Wednesdays through Saturdays. But then we have our larger programs. And one of the first bigger ones coming up is Memorial Day up at Fort Wilkins. They do a Memorial Day ceremony, which is really, really nice. And there's groups like the VFW, their Copper Harbor School Children, the Marine Corps. And it starts off with, you know, benediction, the flag raising. They play taps. They say the Pledge of Allegiance, and it's really just honoring what Memorial Day is all about. It's a very popular program. If you've never seen it, and you're not doing something special on Memorial Day with your family, really great event. And then following that, of course, there's a really popular Battery D reenactment at Fort Wilkins, and that's the weekend of July 24th through the 26th. And then they have their Copperman triathlon on August 1st.
Now, if you're staying at the park and you have your park passport, is there any extra cost of participating in all this other stuff going on there?
No, not typically. Usually, if someone has their recreation passport on their vehicle, most of our park events are always free of charge unless, you know, we specify otherwise. We've got a great calendar of events on our park websites that people can go to. They can go right to each park's webpage and find these events, but usually you know, we have them in the papers as well as at the parks for people to find out about the events. But aside from having to have your recreation passport, we do not charge for them, no.
And if you've not been to the Fort Wilkins Historical Site, it is worth the cost of a passport, you know, that you, when you renew your license registration there. It is just that alone, just to be able to go up there. Because once you have that, of course, then you can visit the fort at no cost because you've already paid for that privilege. And so you go up there and you stay in the campground. The fort's right there. You can walk back and forth from the fort to your campsite. You know, it's Fort Wilkins is, it takes a couple hours to go and explore the whole thing. So it's one of those things you can go and enjoy it for a little while, go back to your campsite, go back later and catch some of the things that you that may have missed the first time around. And that's all, it's all included, I guess, in that, just that one passport. And then that's just one day out of the whole year that you've used that passport. You got so many other opportunities to do that.
Well, and one nice thing about the recreation passport that people don't know is when you renew it on your license plate at Secretary of State, you're eligible for passport perks, and that gives you discounts at over, I believe it's over 1,100 businesses. It might even be 1,200 businesses in Michigan and also online. And if you go to michigan.gov/recreation passport, there's a whole list of all the businesses that you get discounts with just for renewing the recreation passport on your license plate. And there's everything from, you know, meal discounts to haircuts to propane, you name it, there's a discount for it. But the other really nice perk to the recreation passport is it gets you into 102 state parks, 19 state harbors, 13,000 miles of trail, you know, all of our state forest recreation facilities, which there's over 130 of them. You just get so much recreation access, plus you're supporting all of our stewardship efforts, plus part of the recreation passport program supports grants for local units of government for supporting their recreation. So playground grants, giving them outdoor recreation facilities. And there have been some here in the Keweenaw. So it's all around. It just supports so many things for outdoor recreation and providing that and sustaining it for future generations.
I'm talking right now with the DNR's Kelly Summerall, who works with Berwick State Park, and we've been talking about Fort Wilkins quite a bit. I want to try to do some equal time as much as I can with some of the other local state parks. So let's move on to one of the others and talk about what they have going on.
Okay, well, Twin Lakes is also going to have some things coming up this summer. They're going to be doing a couple kayaking 101 events. Also on July 3rd, they're going to be doing their traditional lighted boat parade at dusk. And then in the fall, they'll be doing their senior ORV ride with My Trail. But their big event that's coming up on June 13th is the 4th annual Sport Ride. And Sport stands for State Park Off-Road Trek. And some of the first ones that we did with the Sport Ride were from Berga to Twin Lakes, because we have an ORV route that connects Berga State Park and Twin Lakes State Park. But the one this year is going to kind of feature that now you can ride from Twin Lakes State Park to the Ontonagon Township Park via the Bill Nichols Trail and the proposed Ontonagon Rockland route. So it's going to start basically from 9 to 10 a.m. You can register at Twin Lakes State Park. They're going to have some refreshments. And then at 10 o'clock, the ride will start. And then at noon, there'll be some activities and food at the Township Park in Ontonagon. And from there, then there'll be some self-guided and guided rides from the Ontonagon Township Park. Some of the guided rides will be Adventure Mine Tours, a tour of the Ontonagon Lighthouse. And so it's going to be a really great ride, great day. We're also going to offer the opportunity on that morning for riders to go from Berga State Park to Twin Lakes State Park. So they'll have that opportunity to camp at either Berga or Twin Lakes. And also they could camp at the Ontonagon Township Park. But you know, we talk about these beautiful Lake Superior sunsets. The Ontonagon Township Park really has some nice ones as well. So it's really connecting these counties. So now, as far as ORV camping and that ORV opportunity, we're connecting Berga County, Houghton County, and Ontonagon County. So we're really looking forward to this event.
Oh, it's nice to see that the trails are being used, you know, for the ORV. I know that's something that's really been taking off lately. I have not been on one myself. You know, maybe I got to change that coming up soon.
Well, maybe you can come along and report on the ride back to your listening audience. We're really looking forward to the ride, and we get a lot of support from local businesses and, of course, from My Trail. They of course, we've got a lot of help with this from the Ontonagon County Chamber of Commerce and the Ontonagon Township and the Village, and then, of course, the Ontonagon Township Park. They're really working hard on making this a really fun event for everybody who's participating. We are asking people to pre-register so that we know, you know, how many people are coming, and they can call, you know, either Berga State Park or Twin Lakes. And we will have information on both Berga and Twin Lakes website soon. But a press release did go out about a week ago, about the event, where all the information was on there too.
Okay, we'll have that posted on Keweenaw.com. And now there's been some unfortunate news related to McLean State Park, and I would hate to see that, you know, a little bit of bad news overshadow everything, all the great things that are at McLean State Park. So we're going to talk about them. But first, just give us an update on the erosion problem and the removal of some of the campsites.
There's been some shoreline erosion at McLean that's caused some concern for us about the campsite safety at McLean State Park. So what our guests can expect when they come to McLean this year, they're going to see a rerouting of the traffic. What's currently happening at McLean is that we're putting a new exit road into the campground. So people who are really familiar with McLean State Park, when they come, they're going to see that the traffic flow is different and that there's a new exit to the park. Some of the favorite lakeside campsites are now going to be what we call local sale, which means that they're not going to be reservable through our website and through our 800 numbers. And the reason being for this is that we really want to emphasize the safety of our guests. And people will still be able to move to them when they come to the park. And it's going to be sites 72 through 85 and 88 through 91. Those are the sites of specific concern, those ones right on the lake shore. And they'll be continuously evaluated throughout the season. And if at any point they're deemed no longer safe for people to camp on, you know, they'll be closed as needed. But at this point in time, we're going to keep them as what we call a local sale, so that we can ensure the safety of our guests and all that we would hope is that people try to be careful as they learn the new traffic route through the campground. And all this is kind of being done, as I said, to make sure that everybody's safe and so that we can still make sure that people are able to camp and enjoy the park for this season as we plan for what's going to happen next.
Okay. Now, we would be remiss if we didn't give Berrigan State Park its due time here. They might ask you what kind of spokesperson you are if you hadn't talked about Berrigan State Park while you were on my show. Let's go talk about them during this last bit.
Well, of course, Berrigan, we've always got a ton of stuff going on. Aside from, you know, our campground host and our Explorer Guide programs, we'll have our standard fishing 101 programs and our Friday night guest speakers, and that'll all start probably sometime in about June. We have a great partnership with Berrigan County Memorial Hospital, where we do what we call our outfit event, which is a kind of a play on getting children outdoors and keeping them fit. Those three events for the kids are going to happen June 17th, July 15th, and August 19th. And we'll have more details coming out about those. But what those are all about is just getting children outside, playing, having fun, and also teaching them about nutrition and fitness. One new thing we're doing with the hospital this year is having a women's outfit event. Women of all ages, of course, but we're going to be doing an evening kayak paddle, and that's going to be August 14th, sunset over Keweenaw Bay. It's going to be beautiful. We have 10 kayaks that we have at the park that will be available, and then any women who have their own kayaking equipment as well will be welcome to join us, and that information will be, you know, on our website soon. Where they can sign up to join us for that event. And then we have our standard events. We'll be doing our fish pond on the DNR's free fishing weekend as part of the Berrigan County Lake Trout Festival. And that'll be at the Launce Waterfront Park from noon to 3. And that's Saturday, June 13th. And the kids can come and we have the fishing gear and they get to keep what they catch. And that's part of a partnership we have with the Keweenaw Bay Tribal Hatchery. Though we have our all of our activities on 4th of July, that will go from about 9 till 1. We have potato sack races, a three-legged race, and a bike parade, and water balloon toss, and that's always just a ton of fun. And that all gets done before the Lumberjack Days celebrations in downtown Berrigan. July 11th and August 8th are our two kayaking events. We do Kayaking 101 and Kayaking 202. Our Kayaking 101 goes from 9 to noon in the morning. That is an open paddle where we do some instruction and people can just come and try out the kayaks. We provide everything, the kayaks, the life jackets. We do some instruction. Then our 202 event goes from 1 in the afternoon till 3. And we actually do a guided paddle where we go into the wetlands near the park. Our Explorer Guide does a wetlands program, and it's a really, really fun event. We do have people sign up for that in advance, and they can call the park for that. And I'll give some phone numbers and websites before we're done here. Our 10-year anniversary of Christmas in July is July 24th and 25th. And we'll be doing our normal things here, campsite decorating, photos with Santa, the parade with Santa. And then to finalize the season, we'll have our Harvest Festival September 11th and 12th. All our trick-or-treating and Halloween-themed campsite decorating and best decorated campsite winners and all that fun stuff.
just a ton of things going on there at Berwick Estate Park and the other parks as well. Way too much for any one person to just sort of gather and write them all down as they're listening. So is there a place that all of these events are sort of listed together that they can get more information?
Yeah, if people go to michigan.gov/DNR, they can look for the individual parks web pages, or it's really easy to find individual parks web pages, michigan.gov/Baraga, michigan.gov/McLean, michigan.gov/Twin Lakes, or michigan.gov/historic Fort Wilkins.
And if computers aren't your thing, you mentioned a phone number.
Yes, Baraga State Parks phone number is 906-353-6558. Twin Lakes is 288-3321. McLean is 482-0278. And Fort Wilkins is 289-4215.
DNR's Kelly Sommerall from Baraga State Park has been my guest this segment. Kelly, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.